mingle together. To me, that's my heart was pierced by the children. The Lord has given me. I mean, maybe you might not think it's very much of a gift, but to me, it's a real blessing that in this year, the Lord has given me to write my sorrow or my burden. And my first poem I had up here, it's about children. If you'd like to see what burden is, that's it. I know that it's going to by and by. Okay, my name is Marty. I've been in the ministry almost 7 years. My ministry is basically children, whole club, and that's a blessing. Children, it's not real stable as far as, you know, seeing the children grow up in the Lord. I have a lot of that go and don't see the growth. Or don't even seem to be interested in accepting the Lord Jesus. But that seed is planted. And the Lord can, and the Lord can grow it up when He wants to. The clubs, I come into contact with a lot of children. Starts with, usually they start coming once or twice when they're 2 or 3 years old. And, finally about 4 or 5 years old, they have interest to come more regularly. And when you finally get them at an age where they can understand it, so much of what you're teaching and that, they don't have interest anymore. About 10 or 11, they think they're too big to come to club and to be with the little kids, so they're ready to go out. But it's sad because you think, when you get them young, you think they're going to be so overwhelmed with things of the Lord and such a blessing, you know, to have this knowledge and this opportunity. And they go out with the flow, you know, with the flow, with the teenagers, with the young. And to me, that's a burden. To me, that's something very sad. And I like to plead with our children right here to not let it happen.
Amen.
Another part of my ministry is Chincho and Miguel. I knew that was going to get me.
That's all right.
Chincho is a 20-year-old, mentally retarded, sensory-deprived boy, mentally about 3 years of age. And he's growing. He seems to be learning. And he's very interested in listening to things of the Lord. I don't know if we'll ever know if he understands or if he's saved. You know, the question is like what we ask children, you know, to see if they're understanding. He can answer them, not with words. He answers with signs, you know, like Jesus lives here. And but we also, children also learn the right responses. And so we can't really depend on that, you know. But the Lord knows the children's hearts. And that's, and my hope is that that Chincho's going to know the Lord.
Amen.
And if he has no other chance here on earth, he'll be with us in heaven. That's my hope. That's my prayer. And I pray that you all pray with me that if he learns nothing else, that he'll learn of the Lord's love and what the Lord did for him. And that he would have the faith to accept the Lord into his heart. Amen. And his little brother, 9 years old, Miguel, he's been living with me since. Let me see, Chincho's been living with me for about 2 years now. And Miguel has been since October. Miguel is a normal child, bright. And he started having a lot of rebellion, a lot of he wasn't interested in going to school, so he was skipping school for weeks at a time. And he was on the street, you know, with the older kids that are also skipping school. And it was real dangerous, real dangerous. So they were going to have to put him in some type of an orphanage or a home because his mother works and she had no control over him. And so I took him since he got saved last summer in the Vacation Bible School. I thought, well, this would be a good chance to disciple him. And as it's turned out, it's been a real blessing. Because with him living with me, he attends all the clubs. He attends all the meetings at church, you know, prayer meetings, Sunday school. I mean, he just attends everything. And he's growing. He's learning to use his Bible. He was praying. He's learning to pray. We have devotions every day, of course. And so he's just learning so much, and you just see him growing. Now, 5 days of being with the Lord, and trying to be an example for him, which if you'd pray with me about that, because I do, I think like all parents, I do lack him a lot and a lot as far as example goes, because I do get angry with him. And sometimes I don't walk the way that I should, knowing that he is watching. And so if you'd pray with me about that. But the 5 days that I'm working with him, sometimes it's counteracted in the 2 days. And so this summer is going to be a real trial to see if the Lord has made changes or if he's just sort of going along with the flow with me, you know, to not make flack. But I pray that the Lord will use all this word that's in his heart. He learns He learns his verses real well, two or three a week, and he's learning to use his Bible real well. And he has been praying about having the courage to be baptized, and he got the courage, and he was baptized a couple of weeks ago. And he still is thanking, in prayer, he's still thanking the Lord for giving that courage. So I think that he's sincere. I think that, that was a real victory, and that he sees it as a real victory. Yeah. And, so if you would continue praying for Miguel, that his life has been changed, and not just his behavior temporarily. And, his studies, in school, of course, they improved too. It's amazing just going to school, what helps as far as the grades go. But, he's a little boy that needs a lot of love, and the love that the Bible talks about, not just things, and not just somebody's attentions, love. And I pray that you all will pray for me, that the Lord will show me how to give him that. There's a possibility that he'll be with me again this year. He doesn't want to be, in one sense of the word. I'm a disciplinarian, and I demand obedience in. And maybe I'm over-controlling, I don't know, so. But anyway, he's praying about that now, that the Lord would touch his heart as to what he should do this year. His, even though he's 9 years old, to me it's dumb that a 9-year old has this choice, but in his home, what he wants to do is what he does. So he knows that he's got the control to decide if he's going to be with me or if he's going to stay with his mom. And if he stays with her, he'll probably be in a very unsettled situation again, because mom works almost all day from like 7 or 8 in the morning till that late again at night. So he's alone a lot. And little boys are very restless and interested in doing things that they shouldn't be doing. So he really does need a lot of guidance. And I ask that you pray that the Lord will guide him to choose to come back. I also work with the sisters, not a whole bunch, but the sisters. We have a weekly Bible study, and the few sisters that come, we have about 4 or 5 faithful sisters, and they're growing, and they're blessed.
Amen.
And they're growing in confidence. They're beginning to lead out. They're beginning to pray when we get together as a church. They're beginning to pray. And now this has been a long time, you know, and they've never had the confidence to talk out. And to me, that's a blessing, you know, that shows growth. That shows that they're depending more on the Lord. And I like that. And that's an encouragement to me. And one of the sisters even offered to go out visiting.
Amen.
And so we're going to start that when I go back. So that should be another prayer request. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for your prayer, for your interest and encouragement in the boy, in me, in the work, and for your financial. You're a main part of the work, and I know it's our work together with the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, as far as my walk with the Lord, I have a lot more joy than I used to have.
Amen.
I think the reason is because the Lord is teaching me about victory in Jesus. And let's take a look at a few verses that have touched me and that I think the Lord is using to bless me. The first one is 1 Corinthians 15:54-57. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain.
Amen.
In the Lord. And Romans 8:11, which says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies.
Amen.
By his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen.
And the last one is 1 John 5:4, which says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. To me, all this speaks of power and of victory. Power and victory that I have here and now in this life, that the over sin, over situations, and attitude. And to me, this says that the same powerful spirit that raised Christ from the dead is living in me.
Amen.
And now that's a blessing. That's a blessing to me.
Amen.
To know that this very same spirit is living in me. And if he had the power to raise Christ up from the dead, if he had the power over death, then my problems, my attitudes, my situations, they're not a problem to him.
Amen.
They're not
Amen.
A problem to him.
Amen.
And knowing that I have such a powerful God and such a pleasing God. To me, that encourages me. That encourages me. Amen. It comforts me, and it strengthens me. And that's where I want to put all my faith, all my emotion, everything is in Jesus, in the victory that He has given me. And I may not look victorious to you. And sometimes I don't feel so victorious either. But I have victory in Jesus.
Amen.
And I want to live like I do. And I pray that you pray with me about this, that I do walk in the victory that I have. Amen. And there's a song that I love to sing. Don't worry. It's short. The pain that you'll receive when I just sing this little song won't last too long, okay? But I sing it a lot, and I teach it to my kids, and I like it. It's Hay victoria para mí, hay victoria para mí, por la sangre de mi Cristo. Hay victoria para mí, soy vencedor, por la sangre que vertió Jesús mi Salvador.
Hey.
And what this says is that there's victory for me. There's victory for me by the blood of my Jesus. There's victory for me. And, that I'm what's sensible? Okay. I'm an overcomer or a conqueror, by the blood that, Jesus, okay, shed. Thank you. I have a real hard time translating. Shed. And he's my Savior. To me, I love to sing about the victory that I know I have. Because I know that most of my problems are in attitude.
Amen.